Wyatt Maines became a girl, Nicole. Her identical twin brother did not. In the process, Nicole challenged people to look at a rapidly changing world and culture. Illinois Wesleyan University brought Pulitzer Prize winner and Washington Post journalist Amy Ellis Nutt to campus for the annual President's Convocation this week. Nutt's New York Times best-selling book, Becoming Nicole, was the university's summer reading program selection. GLT's Mary Collins speaks with Ellis Nutt about the message behind the book.
Nicole was someone who identified as feminine, as female, really from about the age of 2.5 or 3. And it's about the struggle of the family. This was before, you know, she's 21 now. It was really at a time before transgender was a word that was, you know, used very often. It's about a mother who wanted to understand what was going on with her child and do everything she could so that her child was safe and happy. And about a father who was very traditional, conservative, loved his family and loved his kids, but had trouble getting his mind around what was going on and therefore kept a kind of distance from Nicole for quite a while until the family was challenged by a bully, essentially, at school in the 5th grade. And the school really failed to respond, and the parents had to file a civil rights suit. And eventually, it took a few years, Nicole won the right to use the bathroom of her gender, and it really became the first successful case of a school child to win that right.
Why did you write Becoming Nicole?
It was an unusual way that this book basically came to me. It was not my idea. One of the first page one articles written about a transgender child appeared in 2011, I think it was, in the Boston Globe. I remember reading the story. At the time, I was working at the Star Ledger newspaper in Newark, New Jersey. One of the lawyers working for the family was a woman I had known in Boston when I was a graduate student. And we hadn't seen one another in about 25 years. And at the time this article appeared, the family was inundated with media requests. And they basically were fending them off. The parents were quite concerned that Nicole and Jonas not be exposed to too much. They wanted to raise their kids, you know, as normally as possible. But they also recognized that down the line they might want to tell their story in a longer format and possibly a book. They approached their lawyer about that possibility. The lawyer had recently seen that I published a book and won a Pulitzer. It was a big year. And she said, well, wait a minute, I know someone, you know, who's written a book. So she contacted me. And I was familiar with the story. I thought it was fascinating. The parents had come to the point where they thought a book would be appropriate, but not to be published until the twins graduated high school. And so I approached my agent and told her about the topic. It was fascinating. But I said, I'm not sure anyone's going to want to read a book about a transgender child. Luckily, my agent had more foresight than I did. And we went ahead with it. I met the family and I fell in love with them. And I think the feelings were mutual. And in the middle of writing this book, everything sort of, you know, took off with Caitlyn Jenner and Laverne Cox and, you know, covers of Time magazine. So Random House actually pushed up the publication date, which was a bit of stress. But it was all sort of serendipitous. It was perfect timing, but I must tell you, it was entirely accidental.
How would you say that your journalism background gave way to your career or side gig as an author?
It's like getting used to a different rhythm, and it can take a while because they're very different. First of all, they're the basic same tools, reporting and writing. And I happen to be one of those journalists who loves to do both. Most journalists really love reporting and not crazy about writing or vice versa. But as it turns out, I'm lucky in that I love to do both. So that is obviously similar, and getting details and getting, you know, inside characters. But it's like you have to stretch it out in a book. And you also have to have more of a voice in which you are shaping a story and sort of inserting your own perspective, which is something, you know, you're always trying to avoid in journalism. So, but it's mostly a kind of, hey, my agent says, it's like, you know, take a few breaths, take a few more breaths. And it's sort of taking your time instead of feeling like you have to condense everything and make it sort of a shorthand. So writing a book is not pretty. It's really not fun. The end product is, and actually the beginning of it is when you're just doing the research and uncovering things and meeting people and talking to this family was an absolute delight. So it ended up being a labor of love. And I really think if any book could have written itself, this book could have.
You hinted at a little bit earlier about how the process of being an author differs from the process of being a journalist in the sense that you can only insert yourself so much in your work as a journalist, but as an author, you have a little bit more leeway. Does it come into play the balance of becoming an advocate versus telling the story?
Yeah. It's difficult, but it is sort of wearing two hats. And it made me a little uncomfortable. In the book, I don't obviously outwardly send a sense of advocacy, although it's pretty clear that I have great affection for and admiration of Nicole and the family. You know, when people ask me about the book or they email me about the book, I'm happy to talk about it. And if they ask me questions about, you know, my feelings, you know, about transgender rights and all that, I do feel that it's appropriate and it would be, in a way, dishonest if I didn't state my feelings. That being said, I would never participate in a march or sign a petition, because those are things you just don't do as a journalist. You don't do them for anything.
For the Washington Post, I believe you're writing as a health and science writer. So how does that play a role?
In point of fact, being a health and science writer actually really informs and informed my writing. It was important to me to include in this book not just the narrative of the family, but where the science is at. I didn't understand a lot about what it meant to be transgender. So part of the beauty of being a journalist, and certainly of writing this book, was that I was learning about it as well. I felt that that was really important for readers, especially the majority of readers who are coming to this subject, really not knowing much about it. And the science is still very nascent, and it's developing. But, you know, one of the things that I felt was really important was to make the distinction that being transgender is not psychological, it's neural. It has to do with the brain and has to do largely with what happens before a baby is even born. I hope that for some people that helps them understand more that this is not, you know, that it's not a disorder, it's not an illness. Human beings and everything about us is a spectrum, but sexuality is a spectrum, and gender certainly is as well. And that was eye-opening for me. That was one of the biggest things I took away from this book. And so the more I can sort of bring that to life for readers, I hope the more it becomes something that they can accept as a biological process, a biological phenomenon, and that that's what gender is.
Your book was selected as part of the university's 2018-2019 intellectual theme, Changing Climates. Mm-hmm. How does Becoming Nicole fit into that theme?
Well, I think it does perfectly. There are, you know, social movements that go on all the time. Some of them are slow to build, and some of them aren't. Gay marriage, I think, ultimately, although it's the idea of it has been around a long time, happened relatively quickly, the last sort of stages of it. And I actually think a lot of that, and this has to do with the transgender as well, a lot of it has to do with younger generation. These are people, these are children now, adults, who have been brought up with the internet. And for all of the bad things about the internet, one of the beauties of it is that you can meet, read, see online all sorts of people, all different kinds of people. Before the internet and, you know, 100 years ago, we're trapped in our own communities, and the only thing we know about human existence are the people around us. So I think that has a lot to do with it. And I think it was a kind of natural evolution from gay marriage to transgender. I don't know what first sort of tipped it. The celebrities, in a way, have brought this along, and sometimes that's what it takes. And I do think that these are just, or at least up to recently, these were different times in which sort of social movements towards more acceptance of variation and differences were happening much more rapidly.
Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Amy Ellis Nutt spent almost 4 years writing Becoming Nicole. It was named one of the 10 best books of 2016 by People. Nutt is also the author of the best-selling book, The Teenage Brain. She spoke with GLT's Mary Cullen. This is Sound Ideas.